to leave in and what to leave out. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Federal prosecutors are combing over the affidavit used to search the home of former President Trump. Some of it must be released next week.
It's kind of a waiting game right now as we're waiting to see what the federal government may ask for when it comes to redactions in the affidavit, which would detail why federal investigators came to Mar-a-Lago. They're going to say what they think can be released, but they're also going to say what they think needs to remain private. We heard from lawyers from multiple media outlets arguing before a judge to say that this is an affidavit that is in the public's interest, that it needs to be released.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the former president's legal team is also strategizing. Attorneys could unveil a motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment. The highest-ranking ISIS fighter to face a jury trial in the U.S. has been sentenced to life in prison. Al-Shafi al-Sheikh was part of a group known as the ISIS Beatles because of their British accents. He participated in the kidnappings and public beheadings of American aid workers and a journalist.
This case is nearly unmatched, both in the cruelty of the conduct and the scope of its victimization.
U.S. Attorney Jessica Aber. Think you haven't had COVID? You may or may not be right.
Researchers at Cedars-Sinai in California identified 210 people who likely were infected with the Omicron variant based on positive levels of antibodies in their blood. Of those, 56% had no idea they were infected. Granted, compared to other COVID variants, Omicron produces generally less severe symptoms like fatigue, cough, or a runny nose. But the scientists say a low level of infection awareness has likely contributed to the fast spread of Omicron.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They keep coming to the Big Apple.
More migrant buses arrived in New York City Friday from Texas, carrying nearly 100 people, including 14 children, who crossed into the U.S. illegally. The Lone Star State's Governor Greg Abbott forcing New York City's mayor to live up to the sanctuary city claims, taking in a small sliver of what's pouring across the southern border.
Fox's Lauren Green. Some of the migrants bused to the city are gearing up for the first day of school.
It is vital that these families feel welcome here in our country and in our city. And they are welcome here in New York City.
Schools Chancellor David Banks says as the city helps migrants, the federal government should be helping the city. After a long, hot summer at the nation's airports, the White House is out with a warning.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has written to the 10 largest airlines, telling them the department is contemplating options to enforce expanded rights of airline passengers. The letter urges carriers to ensure they guarantee adequate amenities and services to help passengers with expenses and inconveniences due to delays and cancellations, like meal vouchers for delays of more than 3 hours, and lodging for passengers forced to wait overnight because of disruptions within the carrier's control. In the first 6 months of this year, the Transportation Department says roughly 24% of domestic flights were delayed and 3% were canceled. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Officials at Yellowstone National Park haven't said much about the shoe found floating in a hot spring. Inside that shoe was part of a human foot. The park has said the shoe could be linked to the death of a person last month. Foul play isn't suspected. The person hasn't been identified, and we don't know how they died. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.